On this day, as we continue these wondrous days of the Epiphany, of the manifestation of the Son of God to the world, we have that same manifestation which is bestowed upon us in his saints. Of course, today in the martyrology there are many saints, but among those saints are those who have been mentioned in the two collects of this Mass. The one is a whole family, St. Marius and Martha, and their two sons, Audifax and Abacum. And so for those whose name is Mario, today is your feast day. Happy feast day. Of course, this name is used very much in all the lands that were at once the part of the colonies of Spain and of Spain itself, as well as Portugal and Italy. Mario, which is the male form of Mary. One of my godchildren, when he was born, they did not have a real proper man. He was born on the feast of the name of Mary, and when I baptized him, I said, he will have Mario as his third name, and that's the way it is. And the priest can do that, by the way, and this priest has and will. If it is not a Catholic name, it should be a Catholic name. And those are the ways which we were taught in the good old days of Spain, of the great church, when the church was Lord and Mistress, and the priests were her ministers to the people, and even to the kings. And then today also we have the feast of the Danish king, St. Canutus, or Canute. And he is famous in the United States in particular, not because of himself, but because one of his namesakes was for many years the head coach of the football team of Notre Dame. Now, I neither like Notre Dame, nor do I like football. I absolutely abhor football. But I've always remembered Canute Rockne, whose feast day is today. May he have made it to heaven. He was a Catholic, for once, you know. But St. Marius and Martha, they were from Persia, and they came to Rome around the year 269-70 as pilgrims. And already the persecutions were arising again. It was a time of peace, relatively, but the persecutions were arising again. And so they helped the Christians that were being persecuted, and they themselves were very wealthy, and thus the reference to being stripped of your goods in the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. But they also buried the dead. And that's always been something that was very, very precious to the Hebrews in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament to the Catholics, that we did not allow the bodies of the dead lay on the ground and for dogs and vultures to devour. We buried the dead, and many, many were caught, and as a result, were taken prisoner and killed because of that. And so we have St. Mario and Martha and their two sons, Audifax and Abacum. And I was telling the boys in the sacristy that St. Abacum was the patron saint of mathematicians, tongue-in-cheek, because, of course, of the abacus, with which they are all familiar. Some of them use the fleshly abacus, namely the hands. But that is an instrument. It was the first calculator that ever existed in the times before Christ. And it was a Persian thing, I remember, too. They were captured, and they were pilgrims, and they died on their pilgrimage. And the mother and father were beheaded, and their bodies were burnt, and their sons were drowned. And of course, their bodies were buried, and one particular widow of Rome buried it, and it is in her basilica that the main part of the bodies of these saints are kept, and also in the Basilica of St. Praxedes, who took care to retrieve and bury the bodies and the blood of the martyrs. And of course, we have the blood of St. Januarius as a result of that custom in the early days of the church. And of course, the Danish king, Canute, who was martyred for his Catholic faith. Not too many kings or rulers today are martyred for their Catholic faith. The last one of which I have heard of was the great president of Ecuador in South America in the 1800s by the Masons, who are our number one enemy in this world. And so today we celebrate these feasts. And as we do, I received notice from Dr. Messe that the abortuary, the place of murder of infants, which has been closed, will not be reopening. And they were trying to find another owner or whatever. I'm not sure. I don't care. But it will not be reopening. It's gone. It's dead and gone. It will be buried. Thanks be to God. And especially in this month, when we celebrate the pro-life and the horrors of abortion, which have taken place in this country, I believe, since 1972 or 73, because of Roe versus Wade, which, though overturned by the Supreme Court recently, nevertheless, they're still trying to revive in many places because of their hatred for life, just as we saw last night. Margaret Sanger, a hater of anyone who was not white and Protestant, and therefore wanted to destroy all babies with the horrible death of abortion. And while destroying the babies, they also destroyed souls, because the souls of doctors, nurses, mothers and fathers who have their children killed, unless they repent before they die, they will go to hell. So we pray today for the conversion of all those who have committed the abominable crime of abortion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.